Dave Andrechuk, Hockey Hall of Famer, former Stanley Cup champion, and the Lightning VP of Corporate and Community Affairs. Dave, how's it going?
Afternoon, guys. How you guys doing?
Oh, we're doing well, doing well. Coming off a big game last night, Lightning with a 6-2 victory, and we were just talking about Steven Stamkos and the guy who's kind of transformed his career into being, you know, early on he was just a pure scorer, just one of the best that we've seen. And he's really transformed into a bit of a 200-foot player while also keeping up that scoring pace. 106 points in the regular season and a team-high 10 goals so far through these playoffs. I mean, how much has he impressed you over the course of this season?
Yeah, it's been really impressive, guys. It has. You know, I mean, we all have documented Stammer's, you know, struggles trying to stay healthy. And, you know, obviously this guy puts up some unbelievable numbers when he is healthy. And I think it all started in the summer, to be honest with you. I think he had a full summer, no surgeries, you know, was able to train, you know, came into camp in really good shape. He was hungry to get back to that Steven Stamkos. And then, I think you're right. I think his game has evolved a lot. You know, this is not a guy that, you know, has got his gun cocked and standing in the circle and waiting for things to happen. He's now, you know, getting involved. You know, like last night, I mean, a great game that he had, obviously a big goal. But here's a guy that, you know, he took 31 faceoffs, won 23 of them, you know, both on the penalty kill, power play. So, yeah, he has definitely involved himself into a complete player, and I think a lot of it has to do with himself. But, you know, some is you're getting the trust of John Cooper to put you out there in those situations. So we're real happy for him around here. We've watched, you know, his career grow and the struggles that he's had. So I'm really happy for him.
Dave, what did the Lightning do well or different in Game 3 to shift the momentum in a series that was pretty lopsided through the first two games?
Yeah, I think that obviously they made some adjustments, and we've seen this Lightning team and John Cooper's staff do this for a few years now. Like, you know, that record that they had that was broken this year, I don't know, it was like 17 or 18 games with a win after a loss in the playoffs. So, I fully expected that they would change their game. I don't know if we all expected that they would dominate this much, but we knew it would be a lot better game than 7-0. So, I think a lot of it was mental. I think they just made some mistakes, just some bad reads, and they got burned on it because this is a very good offensive team. So I saw that, you know, they didn't pinch as much. You didn't give up as many outnumbered situations. You know, you got the puck deep behind them, and you forechecked a lot more than you did in the first two games. So, Colorado's going to make some adjustments. This series is far from over. But, you know, the Lightning did what they had to do last night to get themselves back in the series.
I think the championship DNA, the term championship DNA, gets thrown out pretty loosely at times in the hockey world. But I think it's undeniably something that the Lightning definitely possess. I mean, what qualities to you do you think Tampa possesses that allows them to be so resilient and kind of have that championship DNA?
Well, I think they're a confident group, right? I think they know they can get it done. And, you know, I think that that's where it starts. And there's no doubt in their mind that they did not play well. And, you know, that if they played their game, they can beat Colorado. So that's where it starts. It starts mentally. And then I think it's, you know, having each guy accountable. You hear a lot about this room and the leaders in that room, and everybody's got a voice. And, you know, Corey Perry has now been added to the mix. And when he talks, people listen, and they got young guys that are following along. So a lot of it's just, you know, who they are as a group, that what they've been through. You know, you think about this core group, they've been together for quite a while. They've had some really good runs, and obviously they've won a couple of cups. But let's not forget getting bounced against Columbus in 19, you know, losing in 15, you know, losing in 17. So, you know, I mean, they've gone through some ups and downs, and I think that's why they are who they are now. And, you know, I think Steven Stamkos and Victor Hedman said it best after game two, is that, you know, we didn't play our game. We need to get back to our identity and who we are, and that's what they did.
Dave, it's funny when you're a player, right? You look back at certain moments throughout your career and you're like, that was hard. That was a lot of adversity. And, you know, it's so easy to just be a guy who just says, I can't get through it or it's too hard. And this team, every time that they're faced with something, it seems like they almost relish the opportunity to overcome the adversity. Do you get that sense as well that they really take a lot of pride, you know, when their backs are up against the wall, when there's a bit of adversity? It's like there's a sense of pride in that room that says, not only are we going to get through this, we're going to break down the damn door when we do it.
Well, I think it starts with John Cooper and the way that he talks to them a lot about, you know, this is our chance, you know, to be a very special team, right? Like that's our chance. And he talks like that. He talks about, you know, hey, look around the room, look to the guy next to you, look across. You know, we're really good players here. We got a very good team. So, yeah, it's amazing how this team has been resilient over the years. But I think a lot of it is just confidence that they have and knowing that they can get it done. And, you know, there's something to be said about experience in the playoffs. And I think that, you know, this showed last game is that, you know, they, even though, you know, they got bombed and they didn't play really well, it didn't affect how they were going to play, you know, in a couple of nights, and that's what happened.
What does watching a guy like – we've been talking a lot about Nick Paul today and just the gutsy effort that he had last night, but from a player's perspective, seeing somebody go out there and fight through whatever injury that he's battling, and it looks – he was laboring quite a bit. As a player, like, how does that motivate you to go out there and also get it done for him?
Well, I mean, I think that those of us that have gone through this before, we understand. I mean, everybody's hurt right now. Yes, it's you know, it's documented maybe a lot more than it is in the past. But, you know, I will never forget our run in 04 and what our guys went through. I mean, to me, that was more than anything else. And just how they battled, how each guy had to deal with his injuries. And, you know, and it inspires everybody. I think that's the hockey way, right? Like, that's the way we grew up. That's what I watched in 1982 with the Sabres and how they went through a couple of rounds while I was a young guy and watching, you know, what they endured. And then I just passed it on to the next guy. So it's what we do, but it definitely inspires your team when, you know, a guy, even like a guy like Braden Point, that, you know, it's killing him that he can't be out there, but he's trying everything he can do to get back in the lineup. So it's inspiring for sure.
Dave, of course, you're pretty familiar with Victor Hedman, who's been essentially the gold standard for defensemen for quite a while now in the league. But we're getting such a good look at Cale Makar and what he's done and the way he plays the game. And it's a little bit different from a stylistic point of view. But I guess where do you stand on Makar versus Hedman being, you know, the top dog in the league as far as blue liners go?
Well, I will say they have some similar qualities, right? They're very good skaters. That's one thing. They're aggressive. They get up the ice. You know, Victor does that. You know, maybe not as Makar. I think, you know, I think he picks his spots a little bit more, and maybe with experience that happens. But, you know, hey, listen, they get back to the puck, and they turn they're looking up ice, and they get it to their forwards right away. That's one thing that both of these guys are really, really good at. So, Cale Makar is going to be a heck of a player. I mean, if he continues to grow, I mean, the sky's the limit for him. So, and in Victor's case, I mean, I've watched this kid from 18 years old grow into the man he is now, the leader that he is. Sometimes, you know, it gets overlooked, you know, his desire to win, his desire to compete when he takes the team on his back. And those are times that I'll remember from Victor Hedman. And you're right, he's kind of changed the game a little bit, right? He's the guy that, you know, is the first on the forecheck, and then, you know, he'll dump it in and chase it down and then, you know, be the first one back. So that's how good he can be. So it's been fun to watch, you know, his maturity with the Tampa Bay Lightning, and, you know, and again, you know, this is a guy that another finalist for him, whether he wins or not. He's right there in the conversation every year.
In conversation with Dave Andrechuk, Hockey Hall of Famer and Stanley Cup champion and current Lightning VP of Corporate and Community Affairs. And Dave, you played in an era where, well, you played against some of the best goaltenders of all time, the ones that are often put up there on the Mount Rushmore of goaltenders, talking about the Waz, the Brodeurs, the Hasiks. Where does Andre Vasilevsky sit in your mind in comparison to those guys among the best goalies of all time?
Well, I'll tell you one thing about Andre Vasilevsky. You know, the compete level is off the chart. You know, the way that he works. And I think that, you know, we all know that all great players, they have that quality, right? Like, that's one thing that, whether it's Gretzky or Lemieux or Sakic or Ray Bourque, I mean, they were the hardest working guys on the team. And no different for Andre Vasilevsky. I think, you know, he's starting to get his due. And I don't know if it's hockey fans or if it's actually like players and general managers and coaches that are praising him because they see him every day and they have to face him. But for us that have been watching him, you know, yeah, they got some really good players on this team, but it all starts with Andre Vasilevsky. It all starts there. Any breakdowns, he bails them out. At start of games, he's ready to play. It's been really incredible to watch, to be honest with you. And, you know, yes, he's still got a long way to go in his career. And, you know, is he going to break some numbers of the Patrick Waz and Marty Brodeurs of the world? And I played with both of them, and I've watched them work in practice. And I see the same qualities here with Andre Vasilevsky.
That's some pretty strong praise there. Some pretty strong praise. Dave, really appreciate taking the time to join us today. And good luck the rest of the way with the Tampa Bay Lightning. Enjoy the Cup Final, my friend.
All right. Thanks, guys. Yeah, it's been fun to watch this whole playoff. So it's, again, you know, we're into another series where, you know, it's two really good teams, and the parity in the league has been awesome this year.
It has been. I mean, I can't even remember the last time I was so jacked up. I guess that's one question I do want to ask you. How does this series and this Stanley Cup final stack up against the two previous ones that Tampa played? And how much more maybe does this one mean than the previous two?
Well, I will say this, you know, as hockey fans, all of us are, you know, we've had these two teams in our pools for a long time, right? And it finally happened. So, you know, that's the cool thing about it. You know, last year, you look at what happened with the Lightning and, you know, the shortened season. You're playing Montreal in the finals. And then there's the bubble. I think that to me was a testament of their willpower to, you know, be away from your family for that long, to be committed to, you know, staying disciplined. They're all different, but I think this is the one we've been waiting for, and so far it hasn't disappointed us.
Oh, absolutely has not. And we're hoping that we can get seven full games of it, but for your sake, it ends up with a Lightning victory for your sake there, Dave.
Yeah, that's cool. That would be cool.
All right, guys, appreciate your time. Anytime. All right, there he goes, Dave Andrechuk. Hockey Hall of Famer, former Stanley Cup champion, member of the Lightning front office.